It's Wednesday, the time we usually hear from commentator Frank DeFord. This week, though, the ghost of William Shakespeare makes an appearance. The Bard was in Arizona the other day as the Super Bowl contenders met the media, and he filed this exclusive play. Our drama begins as a slovenly mob of sports journalists enters the field at the University of Phoenix Stadium. A fetching reporter, the sideline wench of the Duchy of Fox, steps forward.
Since none of my sex 'tis allowed within the network booth on high, 'twill be my one sweet distaff voice midst these growling sports page lowlifes, which will, upon my sideline nunnery, dare confront the pretty Brady.
Two heralds, Kornheiser Krantz and Wilbon Stern, wearing hideous matching ESPN doublets, elbow the sideline wench aside.
Upon this line at Greensward, set within a desert the Almighty fixed but for cactus, will be this our strange stage for Sabbath's pigskin war, waged by mesomorphs come from green blue states afar.
'Tis stranger still the warrior names affixed, for they would better be the one, the other. Think on it, those called giants are but dwarfs here, mere ciphers in the point spread a goodly dozen down.
Yea, the true giants, these peerless monsters, call themselves patriots, e'en though they give shame to that sweet address, trafficking more as traitors, scoundrels in video deceit, cashing all manner of Belichicks.
But hush, all you scribes who bloviate so, for comes now fair Brady, he who is as super in his mortal company as e'er this game is to sport. But soft, let me look upon him, as if I filled his embrace. Oh, a visage that Narcissus would have traded for, and a manner that knows neither pressure nor fear. But alas, 'tis women of fashion that he favors, for one already has his babe, another his flowers. And I, only a sideline wench, who can but model dreams.
And now Brady enters amid a crowd of admirers. Small children toss rose petals in his path.
Methinks the crunch upon his presence is so great, and the paparazzi do shine forth such a spangled glare, that the great golden orb above must be dimmed, and the sounds of Niagara itself seem noiseless before the din of questions that confront our great Brady.
Brady, Brady,
Brady,
what is a foot with thou?
Brady, Brady, what is a foot with thou?
Good men of the press box, I come whole to you, for always the feats I have achieved were upon my 2 feet. And Sunday I shall play the same, no less, one game at a time, one good foot before the other. But now I bid you let me take my leave to join my mates, for by rolling alone there is no way for moss to gather passes.
And so Brady exits stage left, and the heralds return.
But look now, who approaches from yon other way? 'Tis young Eli, who seems in his manner yet a boy, no match for such a paragon as the dauntless Brady.
'Tis so. He is yet more manning than man. But the football blood that fills that callow vessel is as royal as Brady ever brought to his captured throne. Eli is the magnolia seed of the sainted Archie, and thus branched from the same tree as Peyton, he who made stallions of colts but 12 months past. Mayhap the lad can, with a pigskin, find the same mark little David did when bookies of yore favored huge Goliath.
So withal, is the grandeur of Brady match for the legacy of Eli? Forsooth, with that, I take to silence and send it back up to the big boys in the booth.
And so the curtain falls on our Super Bowl drama, with apologies to Shakespeare, and thanks to our weekly sports bard, commentator Frank DeFord, who played the part of Kornheiser Krantz. Thanks also to Sylvia Pajoli, who played the sideline wench, Neil Conan as Wilbon Stern, and Ari Shapiro as Brady.
Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now.
You are listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Monte.
You will wow. Just to claim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.